This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A relative economic stone's throw from the labor market is consumer confidence, right? They go together. And even though we say we are unhappy, much like jobs starting to crack, right? Consumers have been resilient of late. We've been feeling the inflation, but we are still buying an awful lot of stuff. Marketplace's Savannah Marr has been asking around about when our pessimism about the economy and our spending habits might maybe going to fall in line.
We learned today that a measure of consumer confidence from the Conference Board fell for the third straight month. And Lynn Franco, Director of Economic Indicators for that group, says when confidence slips,
that leads to caution, then that leads to a potential pullback in spending.
Or at least it used to.
You can't rely on old rules of thumb.
Robert Frick is an economist with the Navy Federal Credit Union.
You have to basically wipe the chalkboard clean and come to fresh conclusions.
Normally, by the time we're all freaking out about a possible recession, Frick says Americans have already been feeling the economic turbulence for a while. But Betsy Stevenson, an economist at the University of Michigan, says there are a few things insulating many of our budgets from inflation.
One is that people built up a lot of savings during the pandemic.
You know, stimulus checks, all that time at home.
And I think for a lot of households right now, even though they're very worried about the economy, they think, at least I have a reliable job.
As the labor market cools, Stevenson predicts consumer spending will too. And for some lower-income households, that's already happening. Here's Lynn Franco again.
There's sort of a tale of two consumers here, where one's being much more impacted.
We're seeing some signs of changes in consumer behavior. This week, Walmart said its customers are spending less on discretionary stuff and more on necessities, like groceries. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.